Well, hello there. It's Cameron Day from AscensionHelp.com coming to you after a long break from public blogs and podcasts and that type of thing. Today is June 28th, 2016, and I'm going to do a quick little podcast here. Nothing too intense or too deep. Just going to answer a couple questions. Of course, the answers are going to be a bit lengthy, I'm sure, but I've been getting lots of emails, and I thank you all for your questions and emails, comments, etc. I do read them all, the only exception being a couple where it's an entire page of text with no line breaks in between and not really much punctuation. It's really hard to read that kind of thing, so if you sent a wall of text, I might not have read it, but everyone else, I definitely read your email. And I'm going to answer the two questions that I've gotten the most. The first question is, where have you been, Cameron? Where are you? What are you doing? Why aren't you posting, doing podcasts, and all that kind of stuff? So, the answer to where I have been is that I've been right here, working out of my home office, deep in the woods of the Pacific Northwest, doing client work, lots of client work, still extremely full on my client schedule. By the way, to answer that other question that's been coming up a lot, I am still not taking new clients at this time. Eventually that will surely change. I just don't know when. So client work has been one of the biggest areas where I spent the most time, as well as doing classes. I've been doing classes for more intense, in-depth work on various topics. Last year I did level 3 self-clearing system. This year I'm doing level 4. So all of that takes a lot of time right there, just classes and client work, because I have inner work to do on myself, always working on myself. Maybe not always, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but on a daily basis, doing some kind of work, even if it's just to check in, to feel into what's happening in my internal environment. Maybe on a day where there's very little activity, there's not a lot of work that needs to be done, but just that process of checking in is important for me. Also, working on getting my health up to the highest level that I can get it to, and continuing to just improve on that on a daily basis, which of course takes time, energy, focus, nutrition, analysis, study as well, because no matter how much we can know about any topic, there's always more to learn. So ongoing learning, studying, etc., in the realm of health, nutrition, what it takes to actually make a physical body as healthy as it can be, which doesn't necessarily fit into any particular box, ideology, regimen, diet, dogma, philosophy, whatever that might be. So letting all of that go and finding what actually works. But that's not the topic for today. Health, physical health stuff, I could, and I have gone on for hours on end about that. I'm laughing about that because one of the classes in level 4 was a class about health tips, health strategies, and I went for 3 hours and decided, okay, I have to cut it off at this point, even though I could still keep going. So something to look forward to if you ever go down that path of level 3 and level 4 is a 3-hour podcast on health tips. Now, people have asked, why aren't you writing articles, right? What about all those articles you used to write? And right, you see right now, I'm not doing an article. I'm not writing this out. I'm doing a podcast, because with a podcast, it's spoken and it's out there and it's done. I can't go back and edit. Well, I could, but I won't go back and edit. I won't fix the little flubs where I said a word wrong or whatever. It's out there. It's done. But if I'm writing, I go back over and over and over again. I comb through every line, every sentence, get the spacing of the paragraphs just right, I get the bolding just right, So it's very time consuming to write an article the way I like to write articles. I did do mini blog posts for a little while as a way to try to get around that, but I keep finding myself wanting to add and tweak and edit. So that's one reason I haven't been writing so much. And I also just kind of wanted to take a step back from the whole new agey thing going on out there. I said my piece and no longer a Lightworker 1 and 2. Some people appreciated it. Obviously, some people don't appreciate that. That's fine. It's wherever a person's at, if they're going to connect to it or not. But I don't want to be the guy who's constantly pointing at the crazy, silly, weird stuff going on in the new age, saying, yeah, see, look, here's more of the same, more of the same, more of the same. I don't want to keep doing more of the same things. I want to do new things. I want to go deeper into myself, into the psyche, into the heart of where we come from, the heart of source reality, and the heart of all beings, because that's where true power lies. Granted, there is some power in pointing out what's wrong. There's some power in standing up and saying, hey, look, we need to look at this because people are just blindly walking off a cliff. Absolutely important to do that. It's just I don't want to only do that. Now, on the topic of power, also one reason for pulling away is that a lot of people are looking for someone to give their power to. And when someone tries to give their power to me, it is a big turn off in a sense. It's kind of a weird way to phrase that, but I don't want your power. I don't want anyone else's power. I want to help you. I want to help people in general access their own power and to understand what power really is, because power isn't the power over others. Granted, that's one facet of power, but power has many, many facets. So having your personal power, your connection to yourself, your inner world, your connection to your heart, that's where the power really lies within you. Being able to stay grounded, stay centered, even in the midst of someone projecting their subconscious content, their emotional wounds or whatever, projecting that onto you, staying in that state of heart-centered, belly-brain-centered, grounded empowerment. There's much more power to be mined, to be accessed in that area. So that is why I'm focusing on client work and classes, those two things, as far as my work in this realm. Client work and classes, number one and number two. Clients every day, classes every month. Granted, level three was classes every 2 weeks, but that was a fairly intense schedule, a little too aggressive scheduling. The people in the classes had a hard time keeping up. I had a hard time keeping up. So now classes are monthly because I spend about a week at a minimum preparing the content for the classes. Really, I spend longer than that, but actual sitting down and putting notes on paper, that part just alone takes a week. So the focus on client work and classes is for those who want to go deeper into their own psyche. It's for the people that want to really transform and will do the work that's required for that transformation. Now, the other question that I get quite a lot is, why did Source allow all of this evil to happen? Or why did God, it's a charged word, but why did God allow all of this suppression and enslavement of humanity for so long? And doesn't that make God or Source culpable in these ongoing crimes? Because, of course, in the human perception of the highest power or the original source that we all come from, we have this perception that it can just wave a magic wand and make everything good again. But that's not the case. So the short answer is Source actually can't just wave a magic wand and make it good again. Now, to expand on that a little bit, Source created us as reflections of itself with creative abilities that maybe aren't at the level of the source, but certainly are a reflection of that creative ability. Now, our home is, of course, in the source realm, and in that source realm, we exist as what we would think of from our physical human perspective. In source, we exist as subatomic particles, fully conscious, fully aware, fully alive. It's a pretty wonderful experience. It's a wonderful existence. Granted, physicality can also be a wonderful experience. It's just that on this planet at this time in this current configuration, it's not always so wonderful. But even right now, here in the midst of all of this darkness and chaos, you can still have some pretty wonderful physical awareness and experience as well. But coming back to source, in this realm, as fully conscious subatomic particles, we have our individuality, but at the same time, we also have this pervasive, complete, continual awareness of our interconnectedness with all other beings, all other facets of ourselves. That's kind of how it feels in source, that every other being is just another facet of who we are, that we're facets of source, our family and source reality, and are all family, that the family is a facet of us. So there isn't really a strong sense of other in source realm. It's kind of like other self, other facets. We have our individual selfhood, but we also have this complete interconnected awareness. And so that makes the source realm pretty wonderful, truly amazing, an amazing place, an amazing experience to live. But we, as creative beings, we wanted to play with concepts that don't exist in source, concepts like polarization, having a positive and a negative, right? Electromagnetism, positive and negative, that magnetic charge, that electrical current flowing from one polarity to another. Polarizations like light and dark, even. Now, again, this is not to denote good and evil, right? But light and dark, these two polarized energies. I don't want to get too deep into polarization. I'll go off for an hour here. But the point being is that none of those things, none of those polarizations can actually exist in the source realm. They can only be held as a concept in awareness that it could potentially be, but it can't actually be manifested in source. There just isn't polarity there. There isn't polarization there. So we, as creative source beings, decided to make our own little universe where we could explore those concepts. And we said, hey, source, mama, papa, because again, source is not binary. There's no gender in source reality. So source isn't a man. Source isn't a father or a mother. It's a mother father, so to speak. Please excuse the innuendo there. I do make all my podcasts as PG as possible, though, so don't worry. This is safe for your kids to hear for the most part. So we said, hey, we want to make a universe. And Source said, all right, that's great. Have a great time, but just be careful out there, because what you do in this realm will be entirely yours, which means you will have to fix it if something breaks, because I don't do polarity. I don't clean up or alter anything that happens in a polarized realm that you will be creating. And in a sense, this harkens back to the ancient idea of the universe as an illusion. Technically speaking, that is true. However, the reality of it is so real that it isn't an illusion to us. In our experience, it's completely real. So if you've ever had an incredibly vivid dream that seemed more real than even your waking experience, and that dream had a profound impact on you. The fact that it impacted you so strongly, it might as well have been a real experience. And that's what's happening in this universe. It's impacting us so strongly that even though it's technically, from a source reality perspective, all a fantasy, if you will, a story, multiple interweaving stories that we're telling, the greater reality is that the effect that it's having on us is profound and in some cases fairly permanent. So it matters, it's real enough. Okay, so this reality, we'll just call it reality, even though you could technically argue, and many people have technically argued, it isn't real. But the problem there is that then they go to, and it doesn't matter, that nothing matters. You might as well just give everything up and forget about everyone else and forget about your own self and your own experiences. I don't go down that road. To me, that is dangerous and ultimately harmful. So, coming back to the fact that Source actually cannot directly act upon this universe is a very important point. And it's going to freak some people out. They're going to be a little upset about that. But if you just let that sit for a while, even if you're feeling scared or angry, upset about that, just sit with those feelings. Just breathe. It's okay. It's going to be all right. Because Source acts upon this universe through us, through you and me and every other being that opens themselves up to Source energy and Source awareness. So it's not so bad, okay? It's just that Source doesn't come in and say, okay, we're going to erase this, we're going to round up these criminal beings and put them in a place where they can heal, and now everything is fine and dandy again. All these people here with their emotional wounds, those wounds are going to now be washed away and everything can be great again, right? Source isn't the big daddy in the sky to come fix all of our problems, right? That's a human concept of God Source, that big daddy, and it's of course it's always male, right? Big daddy's going to come in, fix all of our problems. Just wait, just sit back and wait. You know, I've written about that. I've talked about that. So the real truth is that Source acts through us, you and me and all the beings in the universe that are willing to actually connect with Source energy and Source awareness. Now, as we made this universe, a whole lot of stuff happened, obviously. Millions and millions of years of experiences, stories, civilizations, bodies, sexuality, on and on and on. A whole gamut of experiences, everything you can imagine and a whole lot of stuff that you can't even imagine, at least not yet, all happened and is still happening. Now, I've gone into a very lengthy explanation of what I have been able to determine actually occurred in our universal experience, but that in and of itself was a 2-hour class in level 4, one of the level 4 classes. So I'm not going to get into all of that here. So I'm just going to go to the really brief version, is that basically as we explored and played in our universe, we began to get competitive, right? The sense of other became pretty strong. I am me, you are you. And hey, let's play a game. Let's see who can do this better. Let's see who can do that better. Right? And games can be fun, but we can get pretty competitive with our games too, right? I mean, if you've ever seen a family or a group of friends arguing about what's happening on a board game or something, you know how competitive a game can get. So we became very competitive and also somewhat obsessed with our universe, very preoccupied with our embodiment as an energetic or astral being, as well as embodiment in a physical form, a physical vehicle. So this obsession has lasted for billions of years, and it's led to various problems. It's led to some pretty serious emotional problems of beings not being able to process and release their emotions. So the beings that I call astral parasites, they came from source like us. At least the core of them did. Now, I know there's a whole big area of the artificial intelligence, the AI beings involved in all of this, and yes, they're there as well. But the core, the beings that created those artificial intelligences, they came from source just like we did. We're all family ultimately. It's just some of our brothers and sisters have gone insane. They've lost their minds. They've lost their connection to source. Their awareness, even of source, has disappeared, and that's very, very sad. So these beings that I call the astral parasites are stuck in their ancient emotional wounding. The wounding is from various things, often though it was from having been rejected by someone, rejected by a lover or someone that they wanted to be lovers with. Or maybe they lost some game. They were bested in some competitive endeavor. And I know I use the word game a lot, and people think, well, games aren't serious, but games are pretty darn serious, especially the more hooked into the game that you get, the more serious it becomes. So these beings, with their woundedness, they lost, they were rejected, they went into self-rejection, self-hatred. And they projected that hatred out into desires for things like revenge and domination. So the end result of acting out those desires for domination, those desires for revenge, is that these beings have gone crazy because you can't dominate, you can't harm and enslave other beings without harming yourself in the process. So these beings have become very good at a very few things like controlling, enslaving, suppressing, dominating. That type of expression is all they're really good at anymore. They've lost everything else that made them truly creative beings. And that has led to them being unable to access source energy. Perhaps in some extreme cases, unable to even remember that they came from an original source. Amnesia is a pretty terrible thing. It can lead to lots and lots of problems. And we see that on this planet too. So these beings cannot return to source in their current state. They're so misaligned with source, they can't go back, which is very sad for them. And it's also very bad for the populace of any planet that they manage to take over, like Earth, for example. And this process of planetary takeover and then the inhabitants struggling for freedom, this has played out more than once. Now, the solution to this problem of this planetary takeover on Earth is being worked on by a lot of different beings, but from our very limited perspective of time that we have in a single human life, it's going to be a long time before things are fully worked out as we perceive it. And as I said in the past, it most likely will not come to fruition in our current lifetime. It's going to be a generational, ongoing process. So that brings up another question that I get. I won't say all the time, but I've had it enough times that I've made a note. Okay, address this question at some point, Cameron. And the question is, well, what about all these new transformational energy waves that I keep hearing about, right? There's another wave coming in. There's waves coming in that are brand new this year, and I heard about waves last year. I think I might have even heard about waves the year before that. And yeah, you've been hearing about waves of transformational energies coming to this planet. On and on and on. So, why aren't those waves having the effect that the channeled beings? Oh boy, did you hear that? I had some serious charge in my voice when I said channeled beings there. But yeah, that charge is there for a reason, because there's a lot of deception coming from the realm of channeled messages. And again, I've written about this in the past. It's in the No Longer Lightworker articles. Even before that, I wrote about issues with channeling. There's a lot of issues with channeling. But every year for the last, well, decade at a minimum, but pretty much longer than that, since I've been on the internet, which would be what, 1996 or so, when I started tuning into the internet and reading various web pages and things that were out there. So pretty much every year, for at least the last decade, but more like the last 20 years, someone will gain notoriety for a while on the internet by proclaiming that a transformational wave of energy is coming to our planet. Now, usually the source of that wave, they'll say, is coming from the galactic core. So they're hitting on some truths. But here's the problem. They say, okay, this wave is just about to arrive on Earth. And when it arrives, it's going to transform everyone. Your world will magically change in front of your eyes. You will change. Everyone will be healed and whole and remember their source connection, and everything's just going to magically get better. And then, of course, every year things stay more or less the same in the world. I mean, we have certainly made advances. There's been a lot of waking up of consciousness. That process is ongoing and it is growing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it is not occurring. But in general, right, if you were to ask the average person on the street, the average non-aware person, how much has the world changed in the last 10 years? They're going to say, well, other than technological advancements, I don't think people have changed very much. So why, right? What's going on? We have all of these messages, all these channelings telling us the waves are going to transform us, and they don't. Well, why not? And it's two reasons. One is that, in a nutshell, those who are making those claims are wrong. Silence. Silence can be golden. Yeah, they're wrong about that. And they're possibly, some of them, even actively deceiving people in some cases. Not all of them, of course. So it's either incorrect information or simply deception. That's reason number one. Now, reason number two is that really, no matter how much galactic energy is available to the planet, a person has to choose to engage that energy in order to actually experience transformation. So this idea that a wave of energy comes in and you're immediately transformed, not so much. Now, it can have an environmental effect for the general good of beings, absolutely, right? So here's a scenario. Imagine you're in the cold, rainy Pacific Northwest, and then you go to Hawaii. Oh, Hawaii, so beautiful, so sunny, perfect temperature, amazing beaches, beautiful people everywhere, just natural beauty everywhere you look, except for a few very urbanized spots. But in general, you go to the right places, it's amazing. What happens? You feel calm, you feel relaxed. You feel like a better version of yourself because you've stepped out of your day-to-day stresses and you stepped into one of the most beautiful places on the earth with some of the most amazing energy naturally occurring on the planet. So it has a good effect on you. But you're still the same person at your core. Still have the same insecurities, emotional woundings, subconscious blockages, attitudes, perceptions, the ego is still there. All of that is going to remain. It's just that it's not as big of a deal because you're enjoying yourself. You're on vacation, you're at the beach, etc. But if you had to live and work in Hawaii, you would notice a lot of your same patterns coming back because now you're engaging your day-to-day work, your day-to-day struggles. And in Hawaii, everything is very expensive. So you may be experiencing greater financial struggles as well. So there's a lot going on that you can kind of set aside for a while because you're in vacation mode and because the energy is so wonderful. But when you still have to deal with your day-to-day consciousness, you can have an up-leveling in your day-to-day consciousness from being in this amazing, wonderful place. But there is still strife and struggle in Hawaii. You have the natives whose islands were stolen from them by the U.S. government corporation and other multinational corporations. And those people resent the fact that their island was stolen from them for good reason. If I was a Hawaiian native, I would resent that too. So they're not so happy with the corporate takeover. They're not so happy with the westernization of their land because they were getting along just fine in a much more holistic, natural kind of permaculture type of lifestyle before the agribusiness came in and started directing water away from natural rivers and aquifers into irrigation for cane sugar and that type of thing. So there's a lot going on in Hawaii that isn't so wonderful. The human condition there is also experiencing struggle, just like it is here, even though the energy there is amazing. Even though there's so much energy to support spiritual awakening, again, it's a choice. You choose it. You have to put in the work to actually transform. Because it is always, always up to the individual what they will choose for themselves. We have to choose transformation and we have to work at it. No external energy is going to magically fix the problems on this planet. Cosmic energies will not magically heal all of the emotional wounds that people have. So it's only through engaging one's inner work and looking at the areas of our psyche that are uncomfortable, looking at the aspects of ourselves that we would rather not admit that are even present, and then embracing those aspects. Only by doing this inner work can we actually truly transform. Right? I'm not talking about taking a vacation from yourself for a little while. I'm talking about real transformation. So when we consciously choose to engage the supportive energies coming from the earth, the sun, the galactic core, coming from source reality itself, when we consciously choose to connect with those energies, we do receive energetic support in doing our own work. But again, notice that phrase, support in doing our own work. So we have to do this work. Nobody else can do it for us. We can certainly learn from someone else who is doing that work for themselves, definitely. But the day-to-day work is up to you. The day-to-day work is up to me. It's up to you to do it for yourself. It's up to me to do it for myself. So when you read articles or hear people talking about imminent change, due to waves of energy that are going to make everything on Earth good again, just know that person probably has really good intentions. They probably have all the best intentions, but they've just been misled. Maybe they're confused. I always want to give people the benefit of the doubt that they're just misled, not necessarily actively deceiving. But I keep an eye on those people too, in case they are active deceivers. But if they're misled, then who misled them? Well, maybe it was an astral being channeling through someone. Maybe it was a human being giving a mixed or incorrect message. But whatever the case, they're falling into a trap of waiting for externally imposed transformation to heal the world. Now, I'm sorry to have to be the one to deliver this message to you. I'm sorry to be the bearer of somewhat bad news. But externally imposed transformation is not a healing condition. Because any externally imposed force telling you, you will transform, you will change, that's a condition of tyranny. And we see that playing out all over the planet, and we've seen it all throughout human history. Some external force imposing change upon others does not work. So true healing, true transformation occurs when a person decides that they're going to do the work necessary day after day, month after month, year after year. They're going to do that work to heal and transform. When we make that decision and when we put in that ongoing work for our own personal transformation, we do definitely receive supportive energies from Source, from Earth, and the galactic core. But even those supportive energies are not doing the work for us. It's more like moral support in a sense, like it's a form of encouragement, because these are very subtle energies. They're not in-your-face energies. Now, you can certainly have a huge energy shift, a huge energy expansion, can have a massive influx of Earth energy, galactic energy, Source energies that can be coursing through every cell of your body. Absolutely, and that's a wonderful experience. It's a transformational experience, but you engaged it. It happened because you connected with it. And that huge influx of energy will recede, like the waves of the ocean. The tide comes in, that tide of energy flows in, it helps us to do the work that we're doing, and then it recedes. And that rhythm, that flow, is natural and necessary. Right? If it was high tide all the time, it would be a problem. The tide comes in, you get that wave of energy, and then it recedes so that you can then integrate it and make it a permanent part of your being, or at least work towards that permanency. But don't worry. Just like the tide of the ocean, that energy is going to come back again. It's going to flow back in like the tide. And with practice, you can also learn to connect to those energies at will. You can connect to Earth, Source, galactic, whatever energies, more or less at will. But those energies, as well as the beings that live in those levels of reality, do not want you to give your power to them. They don't want that at all. They want you to be empowered from within. So you are the agent of your own change. External energies and other people can lend help where appropriate, and many of them will. But the bulk of the work, the moment-to-moment awareness, is up to you. The awareness of every moment of what you're thinking, and especially what you're feeling, an awareness of what's happening in your body, the awareness of your emotions, the awareness of your deeper needs, that gaining of awareness is your work to do for yourself. And you can do this work on your own with some help from outside. You can do it. I know you can. This work is not impossible, even though the deck is stacked against us. You just need to turn off the distractions. There's so many distractions in this world. Start turning them off. Take some time to tune into your heart. Tune into your belly brain. Connect to your subconscious. And embrace whatever is in there. Even if it needs to go, embrace it first. Just embrace it, love it, sit with it for a while. And then, after you sat with it, help it to release. Help it to move out. And that message right there is my core reason for this podcast. So please rewind a few seconds, maybe a minute or so, and just listen to that last minute again. Now, if you are interested in pursuing your own inner work, and I'm sure you are if you're still listening at this point, I recommend what I can give, which is the self-clearing system on my website, ascensionhelp.com. Level 1 is free. Level 2 has a small fee attached to it. Those two levels right there will be very useful to you if you apply them, if you work those techniques and processes. Now, I'd take the entire process a lot further in level 3. Level 3 is huge. It is nearly 16 total hours of information, transformational processes, lecture, and process both. All focused on helping you access your own inner environment, as well as accessing source energies. It's focused on how to work through challenging emotions, how to embrace them and move through them. There's an entire class on agreement revocation and several classes on working directly in and on your own subconscious mind, which is the most important part in my perspective of healing as a being, is working on the subconscious. So there are 8 2-hour classes in level 3. It is huge, and I know it's a lot to take on. And it's not for everyone. I want to tell you that right now. So if you're not ready for it, if you feel like you're not ready for it, that's okay. When you are ready for it, it'll be there waiting patiently for you. Level 3 is not going anywhere. There's no limited offer, no special pricing, no marketing attached to this. It's simply there waiting for you. Now you can receive them in 2-week increments, which is the pace that the classes were taught at, or you can purchase them all at once. You have both options there. But if you do purchase them all at once, I urge you to please give yourself 2 weeks in between each class, because I always recommend with every class to do it twice, to allow yourself to really get it at the deepest level that you can. Now, there is a level 4, as I mentioned. Those classes are currently underway. So if you finish level 3, send me an email and I'll give you a link to purchase the level 4 classes. Right now, they'll be delivered on a monthly basis because that's the pace of the current class schedule that we're in. When those classes are all wrapped up, I'll probably give you the option to purchase them all at once later. But if you haven't even done level 3 yet, don't worry about level 4. Focus on level 3. Focus on where you're at right now. There's a lot of material there. But whether you use the tools that I provide or someone else's tools, whether you come up with your own tools, I support you in doing that. I'm giving you my moral, energetic support, saying, yes, go for it. You can do this. Okay. This is already longer than I wanted it to go. So I thank you so much for your focus and your attention. Thank you for your presence and reception, your receptivity to this message. I thank you for receiving what I'm transmitting on all the levels that I'm transmitting it. So thank you. I'm sending you much love and a big hug. And until next time, take good care of yourself, and we will communicate on some way and on some level fairly soon. Bye for now.